from the Mishnah, Daf Lamedzayin Amud Aleph. Amar Lishnayim Gazalti Lechad Mikem Oneh. Person came over to two people and said, I stole a money from one of you, any day Eze Mikem. Oy Aviv Shalechad Mikem Hifkid Li Moneh. One of your parents was mafkid by me a money, any day Eze Hu. Naisin Lazemona Lazemona. So he has to go and give each one a money, Shahide Mipi Atzmai. So Rashi says, Shahide Mipi Atzmai, Hoyel, Vahide Mipi Atzmai, Bigmore Meforish Taima Mahi, what is this reason, Hoyel, Vahide Mipi Atzmai? Shnaim Shivkidu Eitzalecho Zamona Zemosayim. Two people were mafkid by a Nifkad, two Pigdoinis. One was a mona, one was two mona. Zaimer shalima saim, zaimer shalima saim. Now, bishas, achzoris hapikod, and each one says, I gave them a saim. Noisin lozemona, lozemona. Bashar, and the extra mona, yemuna hachiyobi aliyo, be mevara, who to give it to. Amar abyesim kain mahipsida ramai. If we'll do this, so the Ramai has nothing to lose and everything to gain. That means he's getting back his money and he's trying to get an extra money. Alakel yemuna achat sheyavi aliyo. V'chein shnei kelim, if we have a similar situation, not with money, no, with kelim. Echad yofe money v'echad yofe elav zuz. Zoimer now bishas achzores hakelim. So each mafkid says zoimer yofishli, zoimer yofishli. Noisin es hakotun laechad mehem. So you give the smaller keli to one mitoich hagodol, and from the large keli noisin demei kotun l'sheni. So we give the value of the cotton from the godol to the second one. The rest of this big keli is munach. Am Rabbi Yisin came ahivsid harami al kol yemunach at sheyobi aliyo. So Rashi says, Zayma masayim shali laach hazman kshebo litel pikdoinon. So each one was teveya masayim. Mahivsid harami im kein lo yoyte lo ilam alemes. So we mentioned the Miri that says that Rashi is speaking about a case that by breaking off cotton from the godel, you're not mafsid the godel. Either it's talking about material, you're just cutting off a piece or a klizov, klikesef. So it will not become nifsad, or there won't be a tremendous hafsid. So memele. So that's how you give the demay. That's how you give the demay cotton from the mitoich hagodol. Nice in demay cotton. Mukyasim says you sell it and you give the shavius of the cotton, and the rest of the money is yehemunah. So the Gemara says alma misveike mafkina mamayno. He says there's a sofik who he owes. And we say, Misveike, you have to give money that you don't owe. Then that's clear, he doesn't owe two money. And Misveike, since he doesn't know who to give the money to, so he has to give an extra money. We don't say, Ukima moine becheskes moine, you shouldn't have to give an extra money. And the money that he owes, it should be yemunach at sheyavi aliyo. What does Rashi say? Misveikim afkina mamayin. It tektoni noisin lezemone lezemone. So he gives an extra money. Lemrin kshizete veye bezaimer eini yedeim lochim lechavoch lechavoch uki mamayin becheskas nitvaze shalei nafsidenu mamayinoi. He shouldn't be mechuyev to be mafsit his own money, because by giving to both his zicher, he's mafsit his money. And the money that is adiyanan, v'yemunach, et sheyo v'yeliyo. V'reminu, so the Gemara asks Akashe, Shnaim Shivkidu Eitzalecha. We learned in the Sefer of the Mishneh, Shnaim Shivkidu Eitzalecha, Zamonu V'samasayim, Zayim Eshalim Asayim, Zayim Eshalim Asayim. Noisin Lozemone, Lozemonem, V'ashar Yeimunach Achiyove Yaliyo. There it says, he's not Mechuyev to give from his own money. That means he owes one person Mosayim. So he's not Mechuyev to make sure that each one will get Mosayim to ensure that the Bailam got Mosayim. And by doing this, he'll lose an extra money. No, he gives the money that rightfully belongs to each Mafkid. I'd like to mention a shtikel ha'orem and the Gemara's kashe l'chayre. If we will assume that the Mishnah gazalti lechem mikem mone v'eni yedei eisem mikem, and if we will assume that the mone is not be'en, so l'chayre we could say amir dekechilik. That if the money that was stolen is not ben, so there's a chiyuv on the gazlan, he's mechuyev to pay a money. He's mechuyev now to pay the chiyuv tashlumim to pay a money to the nixel. He doesn't know to who to pay to. A mechuyev to pay a money. I don't know who to pay to. So the Mishnah says you pay both of them. That means there's a chiyuv tashlumim and so I have to pay. So therefore could be there's a svara, and I don't know who to pay to, therefore I pay to both of them. There's a zicher achiyev, and I don't know who to pay to. Masha'en came by Pekodin, be'emesin, the money is be'em. I don't know anything. The Nifka doesn't owe any money to anybody. That means two people are coming, each one is tining, give me my pekodin. So I'll tell you, so each one will take a money. The extra money, you say it's yours, zaymevara. There's no chiv on me to pay. This mamayni gaboch, that means you're tining, this is yours, it's yours. I mean, if you can't prove it, there's a din yehi munach, l'chayre. There's a yesaidis to kechilik. If there's a chiyuv tashlumim by gezel, or there's no chiyuv tashlumim by pekodin, there's only, it's your moment by me, so prove it's your moment. I mean, I'm holding it, you'll prove it's yours, you'll take it. The Gemara doesn't say this. Makaponim lo'ira bosi. So the Gemara says as follows. The most has a different test. Pekodin agezel koromit. You're asking a kasha from Pekodin agezel. Gezel the ovid isure konsul rabon. Gezel he did an isa. That means he stole. So he did an isa. So therefore Chazal consent him to give money that he doesn't owe. Even though he doesn't know it, he only owes one money. But since he did an Issa, he has to be misaken the Issa. So Chazal Kanten, so you have to make sure to be misaken the Issa, even if this can only come about by paying money that Yuzicha don't owe. And that could be, that is not Me'ikar Adin, that's a Knas. But they consent it because he did an Issa, so be misakin the Issa. Because then the loy ovad isure, but he didn't do any Issa whatsoever, so there's no need to counsel him to pay extra money as a knas. So if he didn't do an Issa, like kansu a rabbon. So that's the Gemara status. So the Gemara says, Barami pekodin a pekodin, Barami gezel a gezel. Moses Baheva Kashe from Gezel, you're differentiating between Gezel and Pekodin, fine. Baheva Stirin Gezel, Neva Stirin Pekodin. Diktoni Reisha. We learned in the Reisha, Ayovim Shalechen Mekem Hifkid Etzli Mone. The Reish is also speaking about Pekodin. Ve'eini yedeye eizahu, noisan lezemon o lezemon. So the din is, he gives each one a money. So we see by Pekodin, there's also a chiyuv to pay money that Yuzicha don't owe, since you mesupik who to pay. Raminu in the Sefer of our Mishnah, it says, Shnaim Shifkidu. So there it says, the money shlishi is Yehimunach. Omar Rabbe. So Rabbe said, when is there a chiyuv to be mafsid momen in order to ensure that the Nifkat will receive his pekodin? That's dafke if the the mafkid should receive his pekodin, that is dafke if the Nifkat was a peisheya by not remembering who gave him the pekodin. And so Reisha nase kemishiv kiduloi b'shnei kriches. The Reisha, one person gave him a pekodin. So he should have realized that he has to remember who gave him the pekodin. That's either the responsibility of a nifkat. So just like if two people will come at two separate times and give him pekodinis, so it's mutal on the nifkat to remember which pekodin was given by which mafkid. The havalei lemedak, so it's mutal on the nifkat to be medayik, who gave him the pekodin. And if he was not medayik, so because of she also, he does not know who to return it to. So the din is, he is mechuyev to lose money in order to ensure that the mafkid will get back his pekodin. Seife, nasik mishivkido loy bekrach echot. The Seife is speaking about that both of them gave him the pekodin. Each one gave him their pekodin, one in front of the other. And by doing this, and they came to him, and one said, here is his Amon, and the other said, here is Messiah. And it seems that one trusted the other. I mean, if one didn't trust the other, he wouldn't say out loud in front of the other, here is Messiah. So, Kochoch, these people trust one another. So this is equivalent kemishiv kidloi bekrach echad. So what would be if two people come and in one krach they give two pikdoinis? They give there's a krach of $300 in this krach, and they tell him two is mine and one is his. They have a leila medik. So, since he sees these people trust one another, so it's equivalent, he's getting one pekodin from two people, so he returns this one pekodin to the two people, and they'll figure out who gets what. These people trust one another, it's not his responsibility to remember what was told to him, this one gave 200, this one gave 100. There's a mutual trust, so memele, it's not mutal olov to remember who gave what. So seif anase kemishiv kidoloi bekrach echad. Lehavale lemedik, koindav kido tavayu bahadi adodi. The seif is speaking about that both of them gave him a pekodin, one in front of the other. Bechad zimne. The Omar Lohu, so he'll tell them, Ant kufaychu loy kepdisu adodi. You, between yourselves, are not makpid one on the other. You trust one the other. Ano kapidno. So I should be makpid. So I have to remember, it's, if we have two people who trust one another, so this is not my problem to remember who gave the 200 and who gave the 100. Let us see Rashi. Reisha, the Chad Gavri, Hivkid Etzloi. One person gave him a pekodin. V'havale kishnayim shivkidu etzlei b'shnei kriches. Gloyma zeh shalei b'fnei zeh. It's like two people gave him two different pektoines. Zeh shalei b'fnei zeh. V'havale lemedek mi hivkid etzlei mona mi mosai. So it's mutol olov to be medagdik if two people gave him two separate pektoines. So it's mutal on the nifkat to be medagduk who gave him what. Seife shiv kiduloi shneim ze bifnei ze. But the seife is speaking about both gave him one in front of the other. Havalei kemishin emonim ze al ze lahavkit shnei pikdoi noisam b'tzcher echot. It's equivalent ke ilu each one trust the other, and it's like they're giving him, they're both pictoines in one bundle. The less Leila Medek, then it's not mutal on the nifkat, ma yesh lo zebesoich, ma yesh lo chaveroi. V'av agav de loikrach echot havet, so he says, even though this is not one bundle, aber mir kish if kiden zebef ne ze gilo daitam shlei khosh du ze ze loima shama khaber yit va amosai. Yeah, so my mele, so that's Rovis Teretz by the Stirim Pekodin, that the Reish is speaking about he only got a Pekodin from one person, so it's Mutal al Hanifkat to remember who gave him the Pekodin. The safe is both Pekdoinus were given to Mebasacha, so that's not his responsibility. Zok te Gemore, Beromi Gezel Agezel. So the Gemore says, on Es Kastiri Gezel Agezel. Ktoni Oche, it says in the Reisha, Oma Lishnaim Gezalti Lechad Mikem, Mone, Veini Yede Eze Mikem. Yovit Shach Mikem Ipke Limone, Veini Yede Eze, Neisel Zemona Lezemona. By Gezel it says, that you have to pay each one a mona. Reminu, so I'll ask you a kasha. We learned a Mishnah Yevomis, Gozal Echad Michamisha, Veini Yedeya Ezemem Gozal, there's also a tzir of Gezel, he stole from one of five people. Zahima Oisi Gozal, Zahima Oisi Gozal, Meniach Gzeila Bineim Mistalek Divrei Raptav. Here it says, we have a Mishnah in Yevomis, he stole from one of five people, so he has no responsibility whatsoever to ensure that the Nigzal will get back the money. It's Menir, Zayla, Beinem, or Mistalik, he's finished. That's not his responsibility to make sure that the Nigzal will get back the money. Divrei Raptav. Alma misfeke loy mafkine mamayne, aminen uki mamayne becheskas mori. So we have now a stire from our Mishnah on the Mishnah Yevomis. The Mishnah Yevomis says it's not mutalol of to pay all five, and our Mishnah says this mesupika we stole from, he pays both of them. Now, in this Mishnah in Yevomis, there's a machlokes, Rab Tarfon and Rab Akiva. This memre that says, Menich Zeilu B'Neim Mistalik, Rab Tarfon says this. Rab Akiva says, in that Mishnah Gufi, you pay all five. That Rab Akiva says, Blezu Adech Mitziyosai Midei Avere, Ache Shalom Zeilu L'chol Echad Vechad. Rab Akiva says, you have to pay all five. So Memela, we're asking Akasha from our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Yevomis according to Rab Tarfon. There Rab Tarfon says, you know, Mechuyif to pay all five, and here our Mishnah says, you Mechuyif to pay both of them. So the Gemara asks, in Memaida Mesnissen, the Hoche Rab Tarfon, you're asking Akasha, there's a Machlokes over there, Rab Akiva and Rab Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says you pay all five. So Mamela, our Mishnah says you pay both of them. So Mamela, I'm Dilma Rabbi Akiva that gives on the side. So Mamela, maybe our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva. So Mamela, so Fakel, so It's the same halacha. There Rabbi Kiva says you pay all five, and here our Mishnah says you pay both of them. So the Gemara says, Diktoni alo. No, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Tav. Why? Diktoni alo is a baraisa, and that Mishnah, Diktoni alo dahi, moide Rabbi Tav and boim alo shnayim, gazalti lechad mikem onet. Ve'eni yoideya eze mikem, shenoysen lezemone lezemone. So the Rav Talfin that said in the Mishnah that you menir zeilo peineyem umistalik, Rav Talfin says in the Baraisa, the case of our Mishnah, you pay both of them. So we see the case of our Mishnah, Rav Talfin also agrees with this. So we have to understand what's the difference. So the Gemara says, "Hosam de Katovi lei." There, the Mishnah Yevomis is speaking about that they're toiveyahim. Oche bebo lotzei sidei shemayim deikanami tiktoni shahide mipi atzmai shmamino. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi, amas nisim dochi mei derat tafani the tikshelach. Asking Akasha, but here it says you pay both, and Rav Tarfon says, Minir Zeyla B'Neimim Mistalik, Duma Rabbi Kivi, the Polignami Bahi, maybe it's going according to Rabbi Kivi. Bo'ima Loizu Adach Metziosa Midei Aveire, Hachi Shalom Zeyla L'Cholechot Ve'echot, so maybe our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kivi. So the Gemara answers, no. Umishnaninim hosam de katovilei. Vuhu ein chofet slitein elaminadin. The Mishnah in Yevamos is speaking about there's a tviya. The only reason the nigzal is paying is because Bezin, the shlapping him to Bezin. So he only wants to pay what the din is machai. Umisfeke les lon lechiyube lechol chad vechad. Misveike, you're not mechuyiv to pay all five. Meiker adin, that's right, Take. Meiker adin, you're not mechuyiv to pay kol chad v'chad. Hoche bebolotze shidei shemayim. Our Mishnah is speaking about that the Gazlan wants to be yoytze yidei shemayim. Me'elov bo limolech. He's coming to ask a shayla. Ma yase b'lo yeonish. He's coming to ask a shayla, what should he do that he shouldn't be nenish b'dinei shemayim? The hashtavada, if that is the question that is posed, what should I do that I shouldn't be nenish b'dinei shemayim? The hashtavada amrinen yidei shemayim lo yatzoso ad shetiten lishtayim. If you want to be yoytzi yidei shemayim, you'll have to give both. Why? She'im tehei munachas at sheyovi eliyohu, if it'll be munach at sheyovi eliyohu, nimtza hanigzal mafsid al yodach. So the nigzal is mafsid. So we wanted to say pshat in Rashi, that Rashi means to say, what is that? Nimtza hanigzal mafsid al yodach. The nigzal is mafsid. To be Taimunach is mafsid. What does he mafsid? I mean, the only thing he's mafsid is that he can't be mishtamish with the money. That's it's a bitul harevach. He's not mafsid the keren. That means I stole from you a money. You're going to get paid as soon as Elio Novi comes. Afapishis my man calls Achkele Mechol Yem Sheyobi. We told this to the nigzal, you know, I'm watching it for you. So what's the hefsid over here? So lechayre the hefsid is very good. You're telling me till your novi comes, but in the meantime, I could do business with this money. And now, so it's mevatel kisei shel chaveri lechayre. He can't do business with it. We wanted to say this is a raya to the sefer chasidim Sefer Chassidim, it says, if a person stole a pruta from someone, in Dinei Shamayim, when they'll be teveya him, not for the pruta that he stole, not only for the pruta, they'll be teveya him, if he would have had this pruta, he could have done X amount of business with this pruta, and because of you, because of your gzeila, he can't do it, in Dinei Shamayim, they mon on the bitul hareva. So l'chayre, that's pshat in Rashi, that Rashi says that if a person is coming and asking a shayla, that what should I do? I shouldn't be nenish b'dinei shamayim. So then we tell him, listen, if that is the shayla that's being posed, so then we'll tell you, I mean, that's the only way you can avoid being nenish b'dinei shamayim by paying both of them. The Mishnah in Yevamos is speaking about he's not a such a flume yid, he just says, listen, whatever the din is machayiv, that's that I'm mukhan to pay the money for me, so whatever the din is machayiv, I'll pay. So the din isn't machayiv to pay both of them, the din will be meniach, zeila, beinayim, or mistalik. The kadami diktoni shahoyde mepi atzmoy shmamino. The kadami, the time of the masnis and the reason of the halacha, when he stole, and he doesn't know who he stole from, that he has to pay both, is because his bolot is yidei shemayim, min ha'oinish, v'loi min ha'din. The tali time of boidim piyatzmoy, shloi hoya odom toivei klum, no one was toivei, mash mishu bo li molech, he's coming to ask a shayla, what should he do to avoid yidei shemayim? Let us just see the top toisvis. Gozal mechamisha. So Taisvah says Akasha. We have our machloikes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Talva. Rabbi Kiva holds that you have to pay all five meikaradin, and Rabbi Talva holds that you may need zeile by name of mistalek meikaradin. So Tosfos says a shaila, leshayich ach plukte leplukte de Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbuna de Perik Hashoyim. V'bori v'shema. There's a machloikes amayroim, what's the din bori v'shema? That means if a teveya comes, and he says, we have a machloikes, if a teveya comes to a nitva and he says, you owe me, and the nitva says, I don't know. So the machloike is if you say, bori v'shema bori yodiv, and he's machuyiv to pay, or bori v'shema lav bori yodiv, and he's potter to pay. Machloike is hamayroi. So l'chayre, Taisvis held, this is l'chayre machloike, it's Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Tarfon, that says that he's, and he's not mechuyif to pay, each other's coming with a tainus bori to him. Nizicher Hashem, he doesn't know, maybe I stole from him, I didn't steal from you. So, and Rav Tarfon says, he's not mechuyif to pay all five. So, by says, Rav Tarfon is bori v'shem, olav bori yodav. Rabbi Kiva says, he's mechuyif to pay all five. So, it seems Rabbi Kiva is bori v'shem, bori yodav. And there's a machlekes ha-mairoi, mochet machlekes tadoi. So Taisva says, Leishayich, hach, plukte, leplukte, Rabbi Yechonem, Rabbuna, Perek, Asher, Babor, Bishem. And Taisva says, Amor, Diketeret, Dafilu, Larab Talf, and Doma, Menich, Zeyle, Beneim, Haina, Mishum, Di Yede, Bavada, Ish, Leigozo, Lekulom, Rak, Leechon. Avol, Bori, Bishemo, Yede, De Bori, Odif. Now, Taisva, that's what we're saying, Amor, Diketeret. Taisva is saying, the case could be Rav Tarfon's bori b'shem bori yodav, but over here there's a bori. I don't owe all five of you. Now Taisvis Tachsima is saying a chiddush. Why are you looking at all five? Let's look at each one b'zunda. Reuven is coming and being teveya. Reuven says you stole from me. I say I don't know if I stole from you. I didn't steal from. I'm mourning. Reuven is mourning for himself. Reuven says, you stole from me, and Shimon says, and the Gaza says, I don't know if I stole from you. So Taisa Dachm is saying, Amor de Kechidish, that in such a case, where we have here at Din Torah, five people are saying they're Nigzolim, so even though each one can be Toiveya, Bezeachazah, but this is the Din Teire, so we have to put the whole Din, this is the Din Teire. We have five Toivim from one Gazlan. If that is the Din Teire, so Rav Talfin says, I'm a Bori, not a Shema. I know I don't owe all five. So Memele, this is better than every Bori V'Shem. Every Bori V'Shem, where you have one Tevei and one Nitveh. The Tevei says, you owe me. The Nitveh says, I don't know. So then the Din is Bori Yodah. Then the Din is Bori Yodah. Vashenken, over here, we have five Toivim. So we say it is a Din Teira, five Toivim, connected one Nitveh. So it's a Bori that Sheyedeya Bavadu Shlegosu Lekulah. Raklech. Avabori Vishema Yoida the Bori Yod. That's Rav Talfin. Vafilu Rabbi Kiva. Now Taisa says Rabbi Kiva says that you pay all five. So Lachaira Rabbi Kiva holds Bori Vishema Bori Yod. So Taisa says no. Vafilu Rabbi Kiva Doma Yisham Lachol Echot Vechot. Haini Mishum Sheidea Bevata Yishu Chayv Lechot Mehem. So Taisa also makes it one unit. There's five Toivim. And he says, I know I owe to one of the five. That means in the Tviya of five, he's saying, I know I owe to one of you. I don't know which one, but I know there is a choiv to one of you. Avo gabi bori v'shema yoyde de potash and yidei shuchayim kla bori v'shema. If we only have one tevei and one nitva, he says, you owe me. He says, I don't know if I owe you. So we'll see later. We'll see later, there's a merdik as far as Bori V'Shema. Bori V'Shema works als, not als a birl, als this a din, a tviya of a bal din has a koyach to be mighty moment. There's a koyach of a tainus Bori. So the one that holds Bori V'Shema, Bori Yodov, he holds that, no, he's a tainus Bori, you're a Shema. So in, when Chayshimish we pass, and you have to give to the Bori. The one that holds Bori v'Shem Olav Bori Yodav, there's a Merdik Esvore. The Shem is also Akroshe. He says, you owe me. And he says, I don't know. So I don't know means, not him just saying, I mean that. I don't know if that what you say is right. You say I owe you. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Could be I don't know you. You say. It's not Tainus Maishi what you say. So, he holds Bori V'Shema is Akrosh also. I'm Akrosh Yotayin is Bori. So that's a Bori V'Shema is Lav Bori Yodim. Masha Enken over here when you have five Toivim and all, we put them all together and they say, you owe us. And he says, well, I do owe one of you. So there is, we hear from the Nitva Gufa that there is, he owes one of them, so this is better than Bori V'Shema, and that is why Rabbi Kiva holds his chayv to pay all five. Yeah. Zot the Gemara weiter, Vahalo Matoy. Now, in this case, we have here the five say, seems it started with the five toivim. What is he saying? Vahalo ma toivim. Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, halo shoyset. He's not saying anything. That means that he five them are coming to him. Each one says, you stole from me. He's not saying a word. He's not saying anything. Rav Masna Omar Rav, halo tzavach. He's screaming. Now what is the screaming? The screaming isn't too loud. Omar l'chol echot, eini makirecha. Now this eini makirecha, I think, means that you say, I see Chisto. I'm not so sure. Eini makirecha. He's telling me, remember when you stole eini makirecha. So eini makirecha is, he's telling him that I'm not makir you. Fine. So now the Gemara, fine. And the first Madyoma says, Valo Matoin, Rav Yehuda Marav Alo Shoisik, fully quiet. And Rav Masna Marav Alo Tzobach. Mando Mahalo Tzobach, Avo Shtike Kaido. But if he didn't say anything, he says Shtike Kaido. ומאן דאמר רב יהודה דצס הלא שויסק שתיקה דאוכל לפקי דאו, מוציאום עלי היידה שתיקי לכל חד וחד, דמינה דלמה היו, maybe it's you. Now, let us stop here for a minute. So, we have here a machloikis. I'd just like to mention two nekudas. There's a Taisvas HaRosh here. Let us just understand. Rav Masna says, if he shows like you say, shtika kahido. Doesn't say anything. Yana says, you stole from me. He doesn't open up his mouth. You say, shtika kahido. Now, so the Rosh says, the Taisvas HaRosh says as follows. If he'll come and say later, all five were tavei from him, he didn't open up his mouth, and the dying is looking at him, he's quiet, didn't say one word, and then he told the dying, he said, listen here, the reason I didn't open up my mouth, I looked at you, I'm trying to remember if I stole from you, I don't know if I stole from you, so, I don't know, so what should I say? You're saying I stole, I'm looking at you, I don't know. So I didn't say anything, what should I say? If he would say this, so the Teis HaRosh says, so he explained his shtika. The shaila is, the dayan said, what do you have to say about this, all five? Doesn't answer a word. So now the shaila is, should Besdin say, oh, you know why he was quiet? Because he was trying to figure out. That we won't do. That's the machloikis, Rav Masne and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, a fool, he doesn't say anything. He can understand the shtika. What's the shtika? Shtika kaido. Shtika means, he's quiet. He doesn't know. And Rav Masne said, no. You have to say this. But we won't say this for you. Fine. But now I'd like to mention, I saw something very interesting. So Rav Masna says, shtika kahido. Shtika kahido. So l'chayreps, I had a problem. Shtika kahido. So watch out. He's made, he stole from Reuven, he stole from Shimon, he stole from Levi, man. What happened? This is a mutley does, but then over here. He's ichad didn't steal. He's made, he stole from five people. He stole from one person. So what's that shtika kahido? So I saw in Oitzim Aforshei Talmud, he brings like this. The first one that came and was Teveya from him, they don't come all at once, they come, what I say, Blumen comes first, you stole from me. He's quiet. So Ramasna says, that's Tiki Kedo. The first one, I assume this is Adina Baito. I assume he was made to him that he stole from him. So that's it. He owes Reuven. If he's quiet, he owes Reuven. Shimon is now Taiveya from him. I don't say Shtiki Kaido. He stole from Reuven. It's a shut case already. So the Eitzim Afoshi Talmud says the whole Machloikis is on the first Taiveya, on the first Shtiki. Rav Yehuda says the first tik is nothing because it's not Aido, so Gomish, so it's he was quiet, he doesn't know, he's trying to recognize him, but it's not Aido. Rav Masna holds no, the shtik and from the first three is called Aido. So now it's a finished case already. He was moited that he stole from Reuven. Well, when Shimon is Teveim and he's quiet. because he's mighty, he was mighty stole from Reuven, he's quiet, now he's finished. He said it was mighty, he was stole from Reuven. That's how the Eitzim of Hoshea Talmud says. I saw in Mishnah Halevi, the Mishnah Halevi understood that, Shtika Kaido, he owes all five. So he got into a problem. How can you say he's mighty, he stole from all five? I mean, that's very ridiculous. I mean, he's mighty, he stole from all five. So he wants to say a beautiful vote, but he had a kasha on this vote. So he wants to say like this. Shtike kohido does not mean als der Parsha of Haidoa Spaldin Kmei Eidim Domi. Doesn't mean I might I stole from you and mail this a parsha of Haidoa Spaldin Kmei Eidim. I owe you. No. We're not talking about that. Shtike Kaido means I might to your tviya. So he explains beautifully. He says like this. If you're bori vishemo, lav bori yodif. Why is lav bori yodif? Because the shema is a hakosh. That means you're taiveya for me, and I say, I don't know. And I don't know means also, after your tviya, I still don't know. I'm not convinced. So the eini yodeya is a hakoshe to the tviya. It's also called a hakoshe. I'm not saying sure, but I'm saying I'm not convinced. You say I stole from you. I'm not convinced. So I don't know. So I don't know. We're saying to that here's a teiras hakoshe. So he says that's tafke. If he says eini makircha, I don't know. That's a hakoshe. But if he's shaysik, so it's called I'm moided it to the tviya, and I'm not makrish your tviya. So he has to pay all five, not that I'm moided that I owe you, but I wasn't makrish your tviya. So mele you can, so each one gets alsis tviya. Not that I was moidayo all five. That means all five are teveya. So if he would tell them, eini mekircha, that means you say I stole, I'm not so sure I stole from you. So that's called a hakoshe. So then he wouldn't have to pay all five. But if he's shoysik, so the shtika means, could be you're right. I mean, but without the shtech, that the shtika is, I hear what you're saying. Not that he's moided that I took a stole from you, but the shtik is a hidot to the tvi, so that's why you pay all five, because there's five tvis without a hakosh. That's what he wants to say in Mishnah's Chalayim. So it's a beautiful pshat, but I had a problem with this. This is beautiful if you hold that bori v'shema lav bori yodet. If you hold bori v'shema lav bori yodet, because the shema is a hakroshe, so here we don't have the akroshe. Shtike kaido. Fine. But according to Rav Tarfon says, don't pay. We're going now according to Rav Tarfon. We're not going according to Rabbi Kiva. We're going according to Rav Tarfon. So Taisva said Rav Tarfon can hold Bori Vishemo Bori Yodif, but over here there's a Bori I don't owe all five. There's a Bori I don't owe all five. That's the Svar of Rav Tarfon. So here a kasha. So l'chayre, afilu he's quiet by each tviya, but Taisva said, according to Rav Tarfon, but there's zicha a bori that I don't owe all five. We have to take all five tviyas, make one case out of it, and there's zicha a bori I don't owe all five. That's the svara of Rav Tarfon. That's what Taisva says. So then I don't understand what he's saying. If the svar of Rav Tarfon is we have a bori doesn't owe all five, we make it one big kugel. There's a tviya of five, and the zicha a bori, the yedei bevadish legozel lekulam. So that's zicha. So he didn't. So memele, and that's why Rav Tarfon says you don't mechuyev to pay all five. So if you say shtike kaido, it's a dos baldin. And you say this, I do spaldin to look. So look, this is new, it's a new parsha. This is a din of Eidos, but then I might I owe you. So it's oist in Torah. I might I owe you. I might you, but we have a problem. How can you be made at all five? But if we say like the Mishnah Salevi said, that it's not a haidah that I owe you. Shtika kaidah means that I'm not makrish your tviya. So that's why, but the zicha akhosh, hopefully doesn't open up, that I don't owe all five. So, the way Taisus said, that's the svar of Tarfim. So this kasha I hear on the Mishnah Salevi. Let us go a little further. So Talfan said, you leave the gzela b'neim and mistalik. So the Gemara asked, shakla lakulo ba'ozli? So they can go and take it? He puts down the gzela, and they'll take it. So k'trashi, b'shakla lakulo ba'ozli, nimtza, ze moitzi miyodoi kidei. Thank you. Nimtza ze moitzi miyodoi kidei lahafsid hanikza. Eilomis. Now, I wanted to speak on this. I say this to Karashi. The Mordechai understood according to Abtafen, he's menich zeila beineim or mistalik, and because of that, so nimtza ze moitzi miyoda, he takes it out of his rishus, the lahafsid dan nigzal eilomis. So yes, the kasha, what shot is being mafsid the nigzal eilomis? That means if he holds it, so also the nigzal doesn't have it. But pshat is he has it. But when Eliyahu Navi will come, he's going to have it. L'chayr. So if someone chaps it, it's also till Eliyahu Navi comes. Kashi says, Amur dikaloshim. Nimtza ze moitzi miyodik lahafsid an nigzal oilomis. If you let them chap it, you mafsid the nigzal oilomis. So dachsma Amur dikip shad in Rashi. The Mishnah, it says, let's say by head here by Monashlishi, Ye Munach Achiyovelio. It's Munach Achiyovelio. So then Kan Shayla Ben, fine, Leon Novi comes. Fine. Yes, Leon Novi, who does it belong to? This one. Fine. Leon Novi is only an Edecha. Eliyahu HaNavi isn't better than anybody else. A person knows through Moshe Rabbeinu will come and say, I know that this one gave. So this one gave them a sign. I was standing there. I'm sure that you're Neidechot, and Neidechot is never an Amonis, L'chayra. Eliyahu HaNavi knows, he wasn't standing there. He was standing there. Eliyahu HaNavi knows that Reuven gave them a sign. But Eliyahu HaNavi is a Neidechot, so what's Achiyovi Eliyahu? Mishloime, the taiku is good. Lomdus, he's gebaldik. So if he says, I'll be poishit all the shailas, well, we can, I'll be mabar the shailas. But this is a shailan dinim omenis. So dachsach me, pshat is asai. Pshat is, that I found in Rabochonon in a note, pshat is like this, let's talk about Mona Shlishi for a minute. The nifkat is holding the mona for the bailing. It's not the nifkats. I mean, there's an extra mona over here. It's not mine. So I don't know who to give it to. It belongs to Reuven. I'm holding it for Reuven. Holding it for Shimon. But it's not mine. Eliyahu HaNavi will come to be mevara. Give it to Reuven. Good. That's that. And Eidechad is also an emma. There's a moira de kashita saran. Maybe this is better than the ran, but the shita saran is by an aveide. Shita saran is by an aveide. If someone finds an aveide and a dechot comes and tells him, you know, it belongs to Reuven, give it to Reuven. It's not called that I'm being moitzi from a music. It doesn't be the moitzi aveide. It's not his for sure. I don't know who to give it to. A dechot is mavara. Belongs to Reuven. That's good. And a dechot is namonas on this. And the dech can be mighty from a music, but here there's no music. So over here, actually this is Pshat and Rashi. If the Gazlan will hold the money, the Gazlan is holding the money for the Nigzel. I don't know who the Nigzel is. Eliyahu HaNavi will come, tell me, he's a Nigzel. Fine, thank you very much. We'll give it to the Nigzel. That and the dech is also Nema. But if you're going to let them chap, see, now what's gonna happen now? So Reuven chap the money. I was the nigzel. Reuven says he's nigzel. Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says, you are not the nigzel. Shimon was the nigzel. Says Reuven, who says? You? You're neidechot. I'm a music in the money. That's Pshat and Rashi. That's Pshat and the Gemara's Kashi. That if you're gonna let them chap, nimtza ze moitzi miyodik de lahavsi da nigzal oilomis. That if only after Eliyahu HaNavi will come, he still won't get it. If you leave it by the Gazlan, that's only till Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Since Eliyahu HaNavi comes, so the nigzal will get it. So that's Shanda Gemara's Kasha and Rab Tavan. How could you say you let them chap? By letting them chap, you mafsid the nigzalay lomis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.